Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
The Capital Region's hospitals are resuming patient visits as the COVID-19 virus thankfully continues to wane in the region.
That's right. So yesterday, hospital officials at the biggest cities in our area, Albany Med, Ellis, St. Peter's, and Samaritan, they got together, they made this formal announcement, and they said it was a coordinated announcement to try to avoid any kind of unnecessary confusion. But starting next week on Monday, because these numbers have been coming down so steadily over the last 3 months, they're going to allow some visitations. As a lot of us know, visitors have either been totally barred since the pandemic started, or at least mostly barred. So they're going to allow some visitations. There will be some, you know, various limitations and some rules, but for the most part, these big hospitals will start doing that. And they pointed yesterday to the numbers doing so well. They looked at the numbers on January 1st, February 1st, and March 1st, and they've seen just this steady decline in this seven-day average of positivity in the region. The key threshold is that by Monday, March 1st, the numbers in our area had dropped below 2%. So they hit 1.9% on that seven-day average. And they said that's really the key thing. And they said they're going to watch how the numbers go. If they go right back up again, they might have to make changes. But this is good news for people who haven't been able to visit their loved ones.
Next, we have a story about future pandemics and vaccines. The idea here is that we've had pandemics, we're in a pandemic, and scientists and health officials say we're sure to have another pandemic at some point, and GE Research is working on getting faster vaccines.
Yeah, we have a neat story by our business editor, John Cropley, today, and he talked to a small team of researchers up at GE Global Research in Niskayuna, and they're part of this bigger project that's being coordinated by the Department of Defense. They're doing it with a number of other kind of institutes and the University of Washington. So this team is charged with designing a small portable vaccine factory that they'll be able to transport in a large truck. And basically what it's doing is going to take the entire pharmaceutical production facility and put it into this little box and then automating the process of producing a vaccine. And the application's primarily for defense and for, you know, the military to use it. And what they talked about is that this would be something with transport of a large vehicle to get that vehicle up into a forward position to help military personnel. And then they would produce the vaccine right there on the site. And they say that when this project is finally done, they'll be able to produce vaccine in just 3 days, you know, 1,000 doses at a time.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thanks.
Thank you, David.